This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to episode 199 of the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast. This week, it's a tale of two geek bitches. I'm Geek Bitch 1. My name is Wayne.
I guess that makes me Geek Bitch 2.
Yeah, you do too.
My name is Paul. Welcome to the podcast. We count down movies and sometimes television in order of awesomeness so you don't have to. And as Wayne weirdly alluded there today, we're pitting against each other two of the great film
studio
antagonists.
Powerhouses, kind of. Yeah, they're the two on each side, the one on each side, rather.
DC versus Marvel.
Right. Now, this is a geek-ass episode.
Sure.
So if you're one of those normal people.
I'm not apologizing for this.
If you're a norm, I'm sorry. You should still hang around, though, because you're about to see why we love this shit. Well, I love it more than Paul, but I do love it. So.
Right. So we'll address something straight off the bat. Wayne, 2-0 up this year in terms of count of lists having won.
Oh.
Yeah. There is no list for last week, which was the best 10 TV shows 2018, because we didn't pit against each other. I'm going to be 3-0 down because this is your jam, and I kind of play around the edges and paddle in the safe areas.
I think you're between the flags. No. I think what's happening here is, although I'm a bigger geek, you seem to, well, you turn a phrase better, I think. You seem to have intellectual, smart insights about shit, whereas I am talking about the veins on a penis and things like that.
What?
You know, that's just how it is with us.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you for real. You actually...
Listen to this. This is his way of winning another vote.
No, this is the...
It won't work, damn it.
Well, we'll see. Okay, I honestly think that this is not a one-horse race by any means. And besides, I only like I was a DC... I'm Batman. I love Batman, right? So DC's always on my heart.
Sure.
And it's hard for me to admit shit sometimes, okay?
We'll get into that. We'll get into that in the countdown proper. But basically, the way it works is that we are pooling any DC film that... We kind of limit it to superheroes for the purposes of today versus any Marvel superhero film. So no imprints out to the side, a little like something like Road to Perdition, which probably would have made my list.
Technically a comic book movie?
It's a comic book movie. It's a DC comic book imprint, I understand. So that's out of the equation. We wanted to keep it sort of like for like.
Yeah.
But animated films, full, you know, have at it. That's all good. So we'll see how it all shakes out in the end. We're going to crown a winner based on our obscure little point system, which we'll explain in a few moments' time. But before we get there, it's time for a plug, Wayne.
A plug, you say?
It is for the, of course, the Podcast Republic app, which is, if you have a Droider, if you're an Android device and you want to listen to podcasts, you can listen to us and indeed any great many number of shows.
Go ahead and download that because, it's a king dick.
More good feedback from friend of the show and patron of the show, Shane Gibson, during the week.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, actually, he said he downloaded it because we kept talking about it.
Nice.
And
advertising works.
He said it's good. It's a really great
All right. App. And Shane knows shit about
Shane
that
is
kind
a tech head himself.
Yeah, so he actually...
Hope he doesn't mind and ask if we could say that, but thank you,
What's
Shane,
up, man?
For all that. And thanks to Nay and the team at Podcast Republic for featuring us, and we are more than happy to feature them in return. Now, I was on a podcast during the week, which I think is going to drop around the same time this dropped, or just a day ago.
Do tell.
The new and improved Super Retro Throwback podcast with Stephen. And we did a very quick count. It was like a 10-15 minute bit on the top 20 20th Century Fox films. Really just listed them very fast.
Oh.
Because 20th Century Fox is about to go the way of the dodo. It's about to be swallowed
whole. Oh, because of the merger.
Disney, yeah. So it's very kind of Stephen to invite me on.
That's
huge. It was nice to have that discussion with him. So head on over, check them out. I'll stick that link in the show notes as well. And then we had a couple of emails which I wanted to read. First of all, from Chef Ben Randall, patron to the show, good friend.
Oh, yes.
He said, this is in reference all the way back to the top 10 films of 2018. He's addressed it to me. Paul, you need to sit down and rewatch Tag.
Oh, yes, you do.
Wayne's right. It's a tremendous movie that wraps up with the weirdest rendition of a Crash Test Dummy song I've ever seen.
Forget about it. It's a hell of a show.
Do
it's
this.
Totally worth.
Watch Tag, but keep in mind that this movie is what is happening to Hawkeye during the events of Infinity War.
Ah, I actually love that.
Best standalone Hawkeye movie we'll ever get. And not only does he survive Tag, he survives the snap.
Most deaf. Did you know that Jeremy Renner broke both his arms breaking this movie?
Tag?
Yeah.
Really?
There's a scene where he's trying to get...
Doesn't break a single bone making all the Avengers films, but Tag.
I know, Tag. Because there's a scene where they're trying to get... there's like a three-story high ladder thing that he has to climb up, and then he kind of tips over and he jumps off it. He fucked up and broke both his arms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
I know, man. So
that's why it wasn't in...
I was just thinking
Infinity
that.
War. Okay. And then finally, an email here from a good friend, long-term friend to myself and good friend to the show, Campbell. Now, Campbell put together his best and worst and wanted to give a little bit of an acknowledgement there.
Let's hear it.
His three best films were Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yes!
At three, Bohemian Rhapsody at two, which was also on your list.
That's on my shit.
And number one, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which was, we argued, 1st of January 2018 release.
And it was all going so well.
His worst three were Winchester, which I had on my worst of the year, Cloverfield Paradox, and Rampage, which could easily have made both of our lists.
Should I see Rampage, ironically?
Yeah, sure. In the same way, I'm going to watch Hunter Killer, ironically.
Oh, no. You'll have a good time watching that one, ironically. It's fucking shit.
I'm sorry.
No, but like shit in a way that's interesting.
It's intriguing. Okay. Yeah. All right. Over to Twitter, launching the Pilot Podcast. They listen week in, week out and get back to us quite regularly. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much, sir. Wayne's right about Lost in Space and the Lost in Space movie. So the TV show you referenced last week. Never thought I'd say it, but it's true.
Yeah, that you're right. Shit was good. All right. Which, on a team.
That lasted about 2 hours, and then he's like, oh, thank God, pull it all back into its normal wrongness. Season three of Daredevil, bad? No, no, no.
Look, to be fair, I do have two episodes to go, but I'm not exactly pumping my nads.
Dan from Netflix and Swill said, I wouldn't want to meet Charlie Cox in a dark alley if I was Wayne right now.
I would. No, yeah, it's fine. I get it. I don't get it. Why do you love it all so much?
Everyone seems to love it except you. I'm going to have to be the deciding authority here.
Let me finish it and I'll make a call.
Okay.
All right.
And then from Jason from the Binge Movies podcast, which Jason and Pat will be on the show ultimately. I think I'm going to be on theirs next month. I'm not sure when it actually releases, though. Binge Movies. Dear Paul, Westworld Season 2 is comedically bad. It is almost a parody of everything that works in Season 1.
I have heard that.
Rachel Lee Cook gives an all-time terrible performance, terrible with a capital T. As a former devotee of Westworld, I could not disagree more. My Paul shrine is coming down. Hashtag Team Wayne.
What is up? It's like the world's waking up finally. Any minute now, Trump's getting fucking impeached.
You are 2-0 up. And finally then, to wrap up this week's bit of feedback, Jackson on Twitter said, please continue using the Billy Madison sound drop on the board. Just Wayne's reaction only makes it funnier.
Wait, which, oh, don't,
sure, Jackson.
No, off, what you just said.
Oh, this one? Fuck one you. Of the most you even put an effect on it, you piece of shit.
I've ever heard. I didn't.
Didn't you?
Everyone
oh, well,
in this room
jizzy. It's shit.
Is now dumber
fuck
for having listened to
you're
it.
You're wasting people's
God
time.
God have mercy
you're
on your soul.
People trying to get to work and shit, then you putting this crap on, you fucker. Well, thanks very much to that listener.
Thank you, Jackson. We truly do appreciate it. At least yes. I truly do appreciate it.
I will be texting you a shot of my asshole very soon.
All right, then. Without any further ado, let's get into it then. Let's decide once and for all who has the superior battery of films, DC or Marvel, to their name on the other side of this music cue. It's the subject of much controversy amongst their particular fans. Who is superior, DC or Marvel? Well, that's the comic book thing. We're here to talk about the films that spin off those properties. Wayne, you've already mentioned you're a Batman devotee.
Yes, and I'm talking about the old man type of Batman devotee. When I finished my job at Time Zone when I was 18 or 19, too old for this.
too old for this shit.
Oh, well done. Well done. Yes. No, I would take my paycheck, which, by the way, was a pay packet. They give me cash in a fucking envelope.
That's how old we are,
that's
ladies and
gentlemen.
That's
old school, right? And I would take it straight to the comic shop and blow $100 of the $180 that I earned on fucking comics, because that was my subscription.
Bitch, please.
I know. Look,
you are joking.
I am not a good money manager. It's well known.
Yet he works with money.
Yeah, well, those who can't do...
Be afraid.
So, yes, big fan of DC and all that sort of thing. But you know what I learned with this shit here? Paul, you're a writer. Everyone, Paul is a bit of a writer.
Nah, not anymore.
He wrote a lot of stories back in the day. He's done some stuff. You should see his stuff. It's good.
Very kind. Thank you.
Now, are you familiar with the monomyth or the hero's journey writing convention?
Yep.
Okay, so for anyone out there, it's a common narrative pattern or template for a story, which has all the same elements. And basically, it is in every one of these superhero movies, because that's how you write a hero movie. It goes like this. There's a protagonist, and he gets a call to adventure. The protagonist then leaves his world, like, or circumstances, and crosses into another world where they encounter challenges and temptations. Then there's a mentor or helper type character. The hero has some shit happen to him, which causes them to either die and get reborn or undergo some big dramatic transformation. They then atone for their transgression. They come back to the fucking Earth or wherever it is that they came from. And they can now do things that they could no longer do at the beginning of the film.
Because...
I'm glad I gave you the time to set that up. Now, this is something that kind of makes heroes good, right? Supposedly. And when we don't get this, like Aquaman, we get pissed. Aquaman's a shit movie because Jason Momoa is exactly the same guy at the beginning of the film and at the end of the film. He hasn't gained anything.
My man!
Yeah, that guy. He was, you know, so it's not
I don't think it's a shit film. I think it's a fun film.
Yeah, it's shit.
Anyway. Clearly not going to make either of these lists. Here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. We keep a track, Wayne and I, 10 through 1 as per normal. For number 10, it gets 1 point. Number 1 gets 10 points. Mm-hmm. Inverse scoring. We total it up at the end. If it's a DC or a Marvel film, we add our two scores together and we crown a winner.
Yeah.
It's that straightforward.
I mean, if there's a favorite here, I think we all know which one it is. Right?
Possibly. We'll see.
Okay, but we'll see how this goes.
We'll see. All right. I am clearly the pleb when it comes to this kind of list, so let me lead off, please. My number 10 is the film which you argued started it all for Marvel. I said it was, yes, sure. I argued it started it all.
Yeah.
You said it was secondary to kind of another later film which we might mention, so I won't now. It's Jon Favreau's 2008 Beast, Iron Man.
Iron Man is number 10 for you?
Yes. And it was lucky to squeak on. I had to.
What?
I had to remove some class from this list for it
Iron
to make
Man's
it.
Iron Man's huge, dude.
Iron Man's great.
This is low.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, wow. Then what must the rest of your list be like? Holy shit.
Pretty
how
stellar.
All right. No, that's fair enough.
So, obviously, it kicks it off in, I think it kicks everything off. It had Nick Fury at the end, but more importantly, we had Robert Downey Jr. coming into the power that he now has.
This dude is a fucking phoenix, okay? Yep. He has he's gone to jail. He got hooked on fried chicken. All kinds of shit happened, right? That's what happened, man. Look it up. For real. But now he's fucking the shit again. And not just the shit, the real shit. This shit gets paid more than any other shit in Hollywood. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. I'm just impressed. Also, he's still pretty cool.
Yeah, look, he is. He's great. He's great as Tony Stark. He's pretty much just playing an exaggerated version of himself. But the idea of a billionaire getting effectively captured and then building his way to freedom and from there tweaking it enough to be the superhero that we now know. Of course, most of the ills in the Marvel Cinematic Universe are as a direct result of Tony Stark and his meddling.
Yeah, but I actually don't mind that about the thing. And here's your hero's journey, you know.
Mm.
Goes in, transforms, comes back. Yeah. Boom.
Jon Favreau obviously managed to write himself in as Happy as well, so that's nice that he still gets a spot in this roster.
Yeah, he's still playing it now. He's in fucking...
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, that's the shit.
It was pretty pivotal role.
They owe him, man. They owe his ass.
Yeah.
Because he fought for Tony Stark being Robert Downey Jr. instead of a younger guy. Mm. So there you go.
That's my 10 then.
Not bad.
1 point to Marvel.
My number 10 may surprise you.
Mm.
It is Blade.
Okay, look, I respect that choice. I wanted to put Blade 2 on. Blade 2 is in my honorable mentions. I think Blade 2 is a better movie than Blade, but I think they're both really, really fun.
Blade 2 was
Guillermo
del
Toro.
Yeah.
Where the vampires have to hook up with Blade and Whistler and they take on these Uber things, whatever they're called.
The only issue I had with Blade 2, you're right, because we did it. Actually, I do remember enjoying that, but if you look at it again now, the fight scenes in the dark and stuff like that with all the ninjas come and try and kill Blade, that looks actually like animated. It actually looks, yeah.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't mind watching both of them again.
It dated quickly, but I must admit I didn't admit it the first time I saw it. So, yeah, not bad. But Blade, for me, the original one, that was the shit. And I didn't, this is, you know, everyone's saying, hey, Black Panther's the first black, you know.
Correct.
Pure crap. This guy's probably at least among the first. So, but it was probably the swords and the Daywalker and the fact that he could flip the sword and put it back in the scabbard on his back, which is
little things, people.
It's impossible. It's impossible, okay? And... other than that, just the fact that the vampire can kill every other vampire, all bomb. And the closest I get to liking horror.
Yeah, I mean, there's some horror sensibilities, I guess, but it's still a straightforward action film with more blood.
Yeah.
So it was the first R-rated action film, superhero film, I think.
Yeah, and Wesley's...
certainly well before another one that likely we'll mention before the end of today.
Yes, no, Wesley Snipes actually had a problem with all the blood. But unfortunately, they just said, fuck you. So,
from what I understand, Wesley Snipes has a lot of problems with a lot of things.
Yeah. You know Blade Trinity?
Paying his taxes.
Oh, yeah. I think he's out now, actually.
He's out. Yep.
But Blade Trinity, when he would like force shit on the producers to say, listen, you're not giving Blade enough fucking attention. Fuck Ryan Reynolds and fuck Jessica, whatever, Biel. I'm walking out of this room alone. I want you to follow me in a slow... he would just do shit like that. So, anyway.
Yeah, he wasn't talking to the director by the end. And that is Hollywood legend about how bad of a person he is, really. how much of a diva he became. All right. Well, that is your number 10. So that's another point for Marvel, I believe.
Yes. No, Blade is Marvel, you said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Another point for Marvel. My number 9 is going to buck the trend, and I wonder how you're going to feel about this particular one, because here is the first DC film on my list.
Oh.
Certainly not the last. It is Batman Begins.
Yeah, no, good call.
Christopher Nolan.
Good call. Batman Begins actually made the Hill coherent again after all that fucking...
Batman Forever.
Well,
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, I think this movie restarted some of that tone. So it was, yeah, it's a good shit.
Even the title's clever. We're just saying, okay, forget all that, what's come before it. This is Batman Begins.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Christopher Nolan and all his sensibilities. It's dark. It's brooding. It's superbly shot. It has, maybe the action is not quite as great in this one, but it has an interesting kind of turn, especially for Liam Neeson. As
do you know what it was? I think some of my friends said to me, I think Ali said to me, it's probably one of the most satisfying movies. It's actually... It may not be the best this, the best that, but it's at the end you're like, fuck yeah, that was just...
It's a real solid introduction, reintroduction to the character. I mean, solid. It's a great reintroduction to the character. Mm. I liked it a lot more the second time around that I watched it. I thought the first time I was just sort of kind of trapped in it. This is a Batman film. Eh.
The Ra's al Ghul thing was very cool. That was it, to make it Liam Neeson and all that. So, yeah, I'm done with that, man. Batman Begins, great choice.
No, thank you.
All right. My number 9 is Man of Steel.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You're going to get some votes and you're going to get some hate.
I know.
Because this is a polarizing film.
I think the film is highly underrated. People seem to not like it because it was grim and dark for a character which we expected to be bright because of basically Richard Donner. And the thing is, though, Superman's story is depressing. It just is, okay? The decimation of his whole planet and species and being treated different by other people and kids and growing up to watch humanity destroy itself and shit. This is like, he's misjudged all the time when he tries to help people. So it's going to be a little bit dark. So it's quick complaining, goddammit. And Russell Crowe, the scenes at the beginning and end of the movie, perfect bookend. I actually like it heaps. So him controlling the ship and saving Lois at the end, that's just fucking cool, man. He's got his, like...
I like the movie. I've only ever seen it the once, though, which is why I couldn't put it on my list. I've never gone back to it to check.
If you do go back, check this out, okay? Henry Cavill? Look, we all love Christopher Reeve, but this guy's the best Superman ever, okay? He trained his ass off, became huge, embodies the power thing. I had no trouble buying that he could throw trucks and bending steel and shit like that. So,
sure. He's a good Superman. He certainly looks the part, that's for sure. I also think this film really benefits from Hans Zimmer's score.
Does it ever?
Which is phenomenal.
You know when it was good? Remember when Kevin Costner kind of sacrifices himself for The Secret? That fucking hurt me a little bit. I was like, oh, I really feel this shit. And by the way, I would have found a way to save him.
How do you feel? The two complaints about this film, which I hear time and again, are one, it's too dour and too miserable and too down.
Oh, like,
Superman
is
meant to be this pillar of hope and positivity.
That's what most people have a problem with, especially the tone.
So you would agree that, yeah, fair enough, it's a bit...
Yeah, they probably could have executed it in a better way, but like, yeah, it's the muted colors, I think, that were what pissed people off.
And then, of course, at the end of the film, spoilers if you haven't seen Man of Steel and want to watch it, when he snaps Zod's neck to save people, did you have a problem with that?
None whatsoever.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
So you're okay in that particular, because again, Superman never kills
anyone. Exactly. We say the same about Batman. This is a whole new thing. So yeah, forget about it. So yeah. There you go. Man of Steel. Underrated, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm surprised. And again, I think you've won a whole bunch of votes there and lost a few because there's some people who
but I
who
love
hate
it, man.
Well, speaking of divisive, I'm staying with DC.
See, you can do... Yeah, okay, go on.
My number 8, Wonder Woman.
Wow. Didn't expect it.
Wonder Woman's great.
It's good.
Okay. Here's the thing that doesn't work about Wonder Woman. The third act.
The third
final
act.
Battle.
Yes.
It degenerates into this over CGI mess as she fights.
Zeus.
Not Zeus. Ares.
Ares, one of them.
But the rest of the film is a wonderful origin story, and it culminates in that moment where she goes across no man's land.
Look, I usually don't like that kind of obvious bullshit.
That was great. But it worked. It worked in the context of the film.
No, but look, the scene looked good, so who cares what it is?
It's a fantastic action sequence. And, of course, Chris Pine's pretty good as Steve Trevor.
Yes, Steve Trevor. And he didn't, he didn't lose his balls. You think, you know, there's a danger when a character is not the lead and he's the side bitch, as it were, in this case, man, right? That it's like, well, how is this guy going to be, like, powerful against the hero if we're trying to identify with, like, whether he's worth anything or not? He handled it very well.
I thought they were both great. I thought their chemistry was excellent together. A lot of people had Gal Gadot pegged as being wrong for Wonder Woman, but she proved everybody wrong.
It's only because she didn't look like, what's her name, Linda Carter.
Yeah, I think they said she's too thin and not athletic.
Yeah.
But she's great. She's fantastic. Yeah. And to have a daughter and watch the film with her, and this is the only superhero film that she's wanted to watch again. And it's very simple because there is a woman.
She can identify with her. Absolutely.
And for me to sit there with her and watch that and know that she wanted to go back and watch it again. And yeah, there's some tricky bits. You know, she's almost six. And
you love it because you love your daughter.
Yeah. Well, that helps.
I'm down with that. And I think that's completely valid, by the way. So nice work.
Thank you. DC with the early lead is all what I'm saying.
All right. Nice PC choice there. Fantastic. my number eight's Logan, man.
Logan? I think you meant to say Logan.
Well done. I saw you putting that together
what
in
the
your
fuck,
head.
Fuck, man. Eight.
Hey, I got some fucking class on here, man. See, Logan is remembering now, also. Fuck off.
Shot in your general direction.
The movie's good because it does everything you're not supposed to do in a superhero movie, and it nails it. So, for example, you know, most superheroes are close to indestructible. Logan's heart from the beginning. He's just smacked and smacked and smacked. There's no long pan zoom shots. A lot of these shots are basically a still frame. It's shot like an indie film. And I think I like the idea of Professor Xavier. We always thought that he would be the one to save everyone eventually, but it turns out he's fucking dangerous with that brain of his and can kill lots of people. That's exactly how life goes. You just turn to shit. And so I loved it because of that. Now, the reason it's low, you might think, on the list is that it's a twist on the superhero genre. It is not a classical superhero movie, so I don't feel as fond of it for this list. That's what I'm saying.
We're not measuring the best classical superhero films. We're measuring the best DC or Marvel films.
But clearly I'm assigning some value to superhero nostalgia, which this is not. So that's why it's still on the list. It's still on the list, motherfucker. It's still on the list. So.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, we wonder where this one will turn up on Paul's motherfucking list.
Travesty of a decision. Wayne's got it oh so wrong. Logan Logan is the first and arguably, no, it is. It's the best swan song to a hero ever.
Yeah,
no other film has come close to capturing the pathos of the end of a superhero story.
No, I hate saying flawless, but yeah, it's fucking great. And everything about it is kind
of
great.
James Mangold knocks it out of the park in terms of, you said that direction. I found some of the direction incredible, but really it's Hugh Jackman and of course Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, it's just not.
Daphne Keene as X-23 is phenomenal.
That
in the film
kid
as well.
Is fucking awesome.
Who doesn't want to see an X-23 film now? What's going on?
I'll watch that shit.
I know what's going on. Disney bought fucking Fox, but anyway.
Yes. And plus, you know. Yeah, I know, exactly. But so you obviously love it.
I love this film. It was my number one film. I think it was your number one film of 2016.
Absolutely.
As well. So I'm shocked. It's low. I didn't expect it maybe to be as high as it is on my list, but I thought it'd be higher than 8.
Well, I mean, there's some surprises coming. Well, okay. Not really. Well, some.
way to tease. There.
Yes.
All right, my number 7 then is a film which I think will make your list. And maybe it'll be a little low, but obviously can't be as fucking low as Logan. It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
I can't remember whether I put it on my list or not, but I think it might. No, it's on my list.
Okay. Professional show, this
there
one.
You go,
nothing
son.
But the best here.
Yes, so, of course, Guardians, man.
All right, so it's not too much higher on your list then from the sound.
It's a little ways higher.
Okay, yeah. So directed by James Gunn. We all know that he's been let go. Let's not get into that.
Yep.
Yeah, but this, no one thought it was going to be good.
Man. It's not just no one thought it would be good. I was pegging it going, this is a piece of shit. That trailer looks stupid. The idea is stupid. I can't believe it got across the floor. And then it wound up being amazing.
Yeah. Like,
this shouldn't
work. Who had read this book? I mean, obviously some people had.
Yeah.
But the vast majority, even of self-proclaimed comic book nerds, would have only known about this in the periphery of their kind of comic book state.
Yeah.
Now, there's some fans. I'm not saying there wasn't, but it was such a gamble.
No one that I had ever known or heard of.
And then to throw it out the reins to the guy who wrote Scooby-Doo and the guy who wrote Dawn of the Dead and the guy who wrote and directed Slither.
Yeah.
It was such a gamble. Everything was a gamble. And then cast Chris Pratt and Dave Bautista.
The fat guy from Parks and Rec.
Yeah. And turn him into a kind of Indiana Jones successor wannabe.
That's a good point.
Could well be.
You know what was the thing about this movie? The Marvel Cinematic Universe up to this point was on Earth. All of it was on Earth. Right?
Oh, apart from Thor. Thor had.
Oh, sorry, I lie. Yeah. But this one became like. But Thor was like a dimension thing. Like, this was in space.
Yeah, it opened up the world even more, so I would agree.
So that was another thing. I think
the
it came across at the right time, but more than that, it was executed perfectly.
Yep.
So, yeah, absolutely, man.
Great film. That's why it's on my list at 7. What's your number 7?
My number 7 is The Avengers.
What is going on?
Are you thinking that's low?
That is a terrible decision.
What the fuck? Why? Avengers is the shit. Why is the Avengers not the shit?
It's the shit. But apparently you have six flavors of shit you like more.
I do.
Disagree, sir.
I'm what do you call a contemporarian. I made that up. All right? So...
You can't handle the truth.
No. See, here's the thing. There's a recency factor here, okay? Some of the things that excited me more, that I remember better, they go higher on the list. The Avengers, all right, was cool because it proved that the formula worked, all right? I love it. It's a great movie. It's number 7. It's on the list. It's not like I didn't lift it off.
Didn't you argue this was the biggest game changer of all time?
Yeah, but this is a different list.
I know.
We're talking about best, favorite,
very low.
Marvel versus DC. Really? So obviously it's on your list as well.
Of course it's on my list. This film proved that you can juggle multiple characters who all have some establishment and all need to be given their time successfully. It was the template for the Guardians and Justice League and indeed any other sort of, let's bring a whole bunch of established characters together and see if we can make them work. And this film did it better than any of them. No one's gotten close to it.
You don't... Okay, I'll be spoiling the rest of the list if I start mentioning it. Okay, never mind. But look, good. I actually think that the tone of this movie is what made me... Like, when Robert Downey Jr. busts some guy for playing Gallagher in the fucking helicopter, shit, like, just dumb shit like that. I fucking adore that, man.
I think even the niggling aggro they created between Tony and Captain America,
yeah.
Steve, I think that's great. I think it all played really well. Thor was just that with under Joss Whedon's writing was just starting to come into his own a little bit more rather than being this self-stuffy serious like they played off that.
You know what was the best about this is that fucking Joss Whedon made this and it's like there was like a geek dream come true. Mm-hmm. It's like what the Buffy guy is going to do all the Marvel thing now?
And let's not forget Loki.
Loki.
One of the best villains ever. We've done that countdown as well.
You know, it's hard to actually imagine it now. If I think about like Thanos or what is this or whatever, you know, like then Loki was the thing that carried that whole movie. Mm-hmm. And he's just like I don't know. You're right. It must have been an amazing performance because it doesn't work on paper, like in my head.
He's great in it. And people are still dark that he's gone.
He's definitely gone.
Well, we'll find out.
Man, I really can't wait for that fucking movie.
In game, yes. Woo. All right, well, there's no doubt we're going to mention more team-up films in one of these universes or not, but that was your 7, so we're over to me for my 6.
Yep.
And my 6 is the aforementioned referenced, but not yet chosen, Deadpool.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Deadpool's not on your list?
This is something of a classicist list.
Oh my god, what is
it's something.
This is Deadpool is your film more than it is my film. It's crass. It's over the top.
Oh look, it's definitely an honorable
mention.
The violence
probably less so you, more me than you. But
yeah.
But the meta talking back to the audience and making references.
In my head, this lives slightly outside. Like a normal,
it's a Marvel film.
Because
it's a 20th Century Fox film.
No, sorry. It's on the brief. It's an honorable mention, but the reason it's not high and got into my list is because it's sort of mocking the actual industry itself, which is great and perfectly well done, but that's the least true aspect of this list. How about that? That's what I'm thinking. So,
look at this guy.
I'm just saying.
You're a superhero nerd geek. Vote for me.
No, vote for me. Listen, there's Mark.
Don't
you
vote for him. He's banned.
Suck my dick, man. You're the fucking politician. I'm just telling you about the hearts up in here. So fuck you.
Bullshit.
But fuck you. Okay, so Deadpool, eh?
Yep. Deadpool. Right. It's hilarious. It's incredibly. Well, obviously Ryan Reynolds redeems himself from all his mistakes he made in superhero films before. At least not he made
the one,
were made for him. Green Lantern.
Yeah, that's it.
The original iteration of Deadpool.
Oh, that wasn't his problem. It was his problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good call.
So I think, incredible. Well, great put together. Again, my only complaint is the third act sort of action sequence really does fall by the wayside compared to the rest of the film.
I'm sure you're right. I don't remember. I just remember how much fun I had in it. So,
cool.
Yeah. All right. Nice one. My number 6 is just Iron Man, man. So we're going to whip back to you.
All right. Well, we are halfway through the list then. And at this point in time, Marvel has a clear lead.
But this is the kind of race where that shit happens, see? Because last time we were worried for Steven Seagal.
That's right.
Weren't we?
Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal's last time we did this kind of list. So at this point, DC has a grand total of 7 points.
Mm.
Marvel has 23.
Holy shit.
So it's a big lead out to Marvel. Let's see whether or not DC can close some of that gap.
No, the top five is where the shit fucking goes down, man.
Oh, yeah, of course, because we do the inverse scoring. Well,
the rubber meets the road, if you will.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, my number five then is not changing a whole heck of a lot because it's another Marvel film. It is, to my mind, the second best team-up film in either of these two universes, so to speak, or these two series or batteries of films. It's Avengers Infinity War.
Absolutely good call. Fucking Infinity War is fucking so good, I want to shit my pants. It's like, I don't know, this is the best of them.
Okay.
This is the Infinity War. Like, now, look, it's hard to say this because we're waiting for the new one to come out. Exactly, and that has an effect on this one.
Which is, I ended up sticking it here and it went up and down the list and it was like 3 at one point. It was 9 at another point. And I ended up getting it here. The reason it can't be higher is, I know.
It's not over yet.
It's not over. It's like, well, that's like judging Empire Strikes Back on its own. Well, yeah, to a degree, I think it's true, but I mean, Empire Strikes Back leaves one character's fate hanging in the air.
Empire is its own movie still.
This film leaves the fate of
everyone
hanging in the air. Like, and it does feel like this is the halfway point for me. And I know if Endgame comes out and Marvel / just retcon everything they've done here, including some of the things which I will be mega pissed if they reverse on.
Tell me. Everyone here has seen this movie. Tell me.
If they bring back Gamora,
I'll be pissed too.
Yes. And Loki.
And they're going to, man.
And Idris Elba's, I can't remember what his name is, the dude who runs the Bifrost.
Yeah, yeah. Heimdall or something.
Yeah, Heimdall. If they bring those guys back, fuck you.
They won't bring them back. Well, look, if they do that shit.
If they bring everyone else back in some way, which I can buy, fine, as long as there's some casualties to do it. Like, well, if we get out of this film, Endgame, and everybody bar those three is alive and well, I'm just going to be like, you've cheapened Infinity War. It's going to drop in my estimation.
I would agree with that. What I think is a weird thing that's happening right now is I'm watching Spider-Man fucking far, you know, home, whatever, Far From Home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching these trailers for these characters that are dead now.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, guys. So
we know they're coming back. And so, you know, or they're going to pull some bullshit like, no, they're all really dead. They're really dead, said the Russo brothers. Okay. In one universe, it might be.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. Of course they're doing that.
Yeah, that's how it's going
to
be.
It's, man. The only thing they have to do is not fuck up when they bring them back. If it's just someone used the time stone, thanks, and then we just reverse time and everyone's good again, that'll be shit.
Yeah, it's got to be something to do with the quantum. Anyway, let's not get too far down that rabbit hole. That's a whole different podcast. And you can actually go over and check out the Comic Confidential Boys. That's their jam, is to pull this stuff apart and come up with their theories. We are shallow end players when it comes
totally,
to that kind of stuff.
Totally.
We are about the movies themselves. And that's why Infinity War couldn't be any higher for me than 5, because it's not a complete film in my eyes. It's a fantastic film, what we've gotten so far. I love it. I've seen it twice. It's on 4K. I'll be watching it again. Movie Challenge 2019. Yeah. More on that later.
Would you say that this, trying to make this, the call on this movie is like trying to make a call on Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
Because that's what I think the thing is. And I think to myself, well, if right now, before the other ones come out, what is my opinion of this movie? When the other one comes out, now what's my opinion of the movie?
Yeah, and I think Back to the Future 3 is the worst by far in that trilogy, and it does drag 2 down, but for some reason doesn't touch 1. 1 just sits sacrosanct to me alone.
Yeah, fair enough. And you could probably say the same about Avengers, so there you are. But yeah. All right, not bad.
Oh, side note, my daughter, I recently showed her Back to the Future and Back to the Future 2.
And?
And, you know, it's good fun trying to explain time travel to a 5-year-old.
Yeah. When did we watch it? 85.
We were 10.
Yeah, we were 10, man. Forget about it. But then again, she's probably much smarter than me.
Yeah, so. And me. But basically, we got to the end of the second film, and she's just like, well, that was terrible. How does it just end like that?
And dude, like, she's channeling me when I saw it in the movies back in the day. I was like, I didn't know it was going to be to be continued. I fucking spat.
So she's got no interest in watching 3 now. She spat the dub.
Because she's pissed about it. Holy shit. Wait. Oh, my God. That means this stuff doesn't work on her. Because everyone else is like, well, I got to see the last one now, you know. So again, she's like, fuck
5 turning
you.
6, so.
Hey, man. Anyway. You know, this is very impressive.
All right, 5 for me. Coming up high on your list, what is your 5 then, Wayne?
My number 5 is, well, if this is a list of the top movies that make me feel like a child again, then this is number 1 with a bullet. But right now, Batman 1989
is
my number 5. And I realize it's not a patch on other comic book films today, so this is pure nostalgia, hence the 5. But I will say this.
Yeah, I get behind this, though.
No, I mean, this film captures everything happy about my childhood and makes it easy to revisit. Like, it's just, and this is really where Batman's serious, dark Batman shit was really born, because before this, it was Adam West. And I remember thinking how cool it was that Batman was in black now, not gray and blue spandex. And the grappling hook thing? I didn't know he had a grappling hook. I've been a Batman fan forever. I never thought he had a grappling hook. Boom, that shit is in this movie? How cool are grappling hooks, man? Only cooler than shit. So I'm telling you, the gadgets were better. It was just magic. I'm in.
Oh, so nice.
This is love. This is love. Love, Batman.
Okay, yeah, it's not on my list, but I'm not as big fan as you are. And
also, Kim Basinger.
So. Sure. I was a fan of her back in the day, that's for sure. All right, that's a nice pick at number five. My number four, I wonder if this will be on your list.
Okay.
It is. Arguably, there's some recency bias here. It's the newest film on my list.
Ooh.
It came from just last month. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Fucking love that movie, man.
Good call, not on my list.
Ooh,
but okay. It's probably, if I gave it a bit more time and it wasn't animated, I would...
Oh, how dare you?
I don't know. Look, don't get me wrong, it's fucking amazing. It's arguably the best Spider-Man movie ever. But yeah, animated. So, nice.
Wow, I thought there might be one or two DC animated films on your list.
No, I can't do that. Ooh. Because I could name some wicked ones for you, right?
But well, that is it. The chances of DC winning just plummeted off the cliff. Nosedived.
Not necessarily. Ooh. We'll see how it goes. So, yeah.
So, another one for Marvel. That is keeping score, four Marvel films in a row for me. You have had three. No, two. We both had two Marvel films to this point.
All right. Well, go ahead.
That's you now. I don't talk about it anymore. We did a recent review on it. It's a game-changing film. It's incredible. It's phenomenally and visually stunning. The storyline's pretty good too. Mm. The voice acting is excellent, but really you're there for the styling and nothing's been like it before. I hope we'll see a lot
absolutely
more
agree.
Like
absolutely
it again.
Agree. Can't pick anything with them. Well, my number four is I fucked up and
which one's that from? DC or Marvel?
It's kind of an independent label. I did put Guardians in here, but I realized that I replaced it and didn't replace the note. So unfortunately,
what?
Guardians is not in fact in my list.
What? After the shit I just copped?
Yeah, fuck you. So
make it back.
Look, I had to fit some other shit in here, and a
fuck
brother didn't.
You,
fuck you. My real number four is Captain America: The Winter Soldier, or the best damn action that was made in the last 10 years.
Well, okay, so nothing else in your top three has been made in the last 10 years?
Action? Well, you know, this is the thing about this movie.
God. In other words, don't take Wayne at his word at any point, because A, you can't get a list right, and B...
Suck my vagina! All right, this is... I'm telling you that this right movie there. Is like... This is like fucking the 7 Days
you
of the Condor or whatever.
You are a sad, strange
fuck
little man.
Fuck you piece
have my
of pick. Shit. Basically, Captain America trilogy, I've said it before, is the best pound-for-pound trilogy of any superhero thing anywhere. Even the more obvious ones that we might mention later. So, this second one was just the almost, I hate saying a perfect movie, but it was almost a perfect movie. And it was the 7 Days of the Condor type shit, so much so that Robert Redford is actually in this movie.
True, yeah.
Fucking fantastic. And then the action, again, the knife flip, man, the knife flipped, and that shit is so cool, man. They should have put a whole trailer of that. So, yeah. Wonderful ass movie, only slightly better than its sequel,
Civil War.
Yeah,
so Civil War doesn't make your list.
Doesn't make my list.
Pretty sure
you
gave that a perfect 5 stars.
Dude, it's so fucking good. That one is just. This one had a bit more bite, so it was just slightly better.
Civil War was my 11. Captain America: Winter Soldier was my 12, 13. So both of my.
Oh really? You like Civil War better?
Yeah,
I get it, man. I get it. It's fucking great.
I did it, but I to be fair, Winter Soldier I should return to. I've only seen it the once.
Oh, dude.
I didn't bar up over it the way that everybody else seems to, so
wow.
I got to go back. I got to go back and check it out. But anyway, in terms, again, of fucking your list up.
How would you like to suck my balls?
Yeah, moving well, on.
I'll be fine with it.
Sucking my balls? Okay, good.
Slip.
dear. All right, well, my number three is the aforementioned Avengers. This is the best team-up film for me in any universe, Marvel or DC or any affiliated.
Well, that's funny because that's number three is where I put Avengers Infinity Flaps.
Okay.
So we just have to like, I mean, that's, see, I think this is the best. Yeah, like I said, it's the best.
They're very close. But for me, again, Avengers is a complete film. It stands alone.
I see. I actually get it. I totally get it.
Infinity War will depend a lot on what happens at the end of April this year.
Man.
All right. So that's three for you, three for me. Again, two more Marvel films. My number two, here's where I put Logan.
Whoa, motherfucker, whoa.
Logan is the epitome of what I look for now in a comic book film. Serious, there's gravitas, I love the violence.
Really?
Yep, I love the fact that we're setting up a new character.
So you would rather watch another Logan than, say, another Avengers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. If you gave me the choice now, I mean, maybe not, because the whole point of why Logan's so powerful is what happens.
It's because it's different.
Yes. But in terms of that style of thing, would I like to see a Logan style movie for all the Avengers? Most definitely.
Wow. I don't know if I do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's me. What floats my boat, if you will.
All right. Well, my number two is Watchmen. Oh, yeah,
I forgot all about this shit.
That's right. I know lots of people hate this film, and they hate the fact that I love it, but I'm here to tell you why you need to reconsider this film, everyone. This thing nails the book's tone better than any other comic book film ever nailed any comic. And if you read that book, it's almost unfilmable. So the movie makes smart moves like replacing the fucking nuclear war threat instead of the actual bad. The cast is almost perfect. The only bad one is Matthew Good, because he doesn't look like that character. And Marlon Ackerman is, while very pretty, doesn't really reflect the arc of that character in the book. This is a genuinely timeless show, and it's frankly way better than the book. It totally improves the book's ending. So all I can say is this is the shit, right? Why does people hate this shit? What is the deal? Is it because it's too comic-y?
I'm not,
because of the dick in it?
I'm not shocked it's that high on the list.
Yeah.
I'm just disappointed.
Fuck you. Well, you know, this is a DC that combats your Marvel.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a DC film. I totally understand that. For me, the film's absolutely fine. I enjoyed it just fine. I think it has a phenomenal opening. One day we'll get around to doing top 10 opening scenes or
dude,
or
that opening. I saw it again last night. I got to admit,
very, very high. But it's very long.
It's
very Zack Snyder. And there's only so much Zack Snyder you can sort of put up with in one.
Look, he's a visualist for sure. But like this movie also gives you like. The narrative is about using violence as a means to achieve peace, but it does actually give you something. It actually asks you, do you do the thing that's technically honest and right, or do you just save as many lives as possible? And how do you reconcile that as a person? This is not just a superhero movie. I think it's a little deeper than that, but it's hard to get caught up in that shit because it's just, you know, people who are blue and shit like that. So I get it.
People who are
blue-ass people.
And with their big blue penises.
With their dicks, yeah.
All right, that's a strong one. That's a controversial one. I wonder where that will get you.
I'll probably lose it for me.
Well, we can hope. Well, let's give a recap then, and I can do my quick math here on the side to
Bust
see
it.
Whether there's any chance at this point. And I reckon I know what number one. Well, I know what my number one is, what yours is, but why don't you lead us away first of all? Oh, I'll do it first of all. Here we go. 10 through 2. At number 10, Iron Man. At number 9, Batman Begins. 8. Wonder Woman, 7, Guardians of the Galaxy, 6, Deadpool, 5, Avengers Infinity War, 4, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, 3, the original The Avengers, 2, Logan. My number one.
Gotta be.
Easily.
Gotta be.
Without a doubt, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume.
Fuck you! Knight. I knew you'd pull that shit. I knew you'd do that shit.
Couldn't even go through it. Wayne had picked it straight away. Yeah, The Dark Knight is...
Well, obviously that's mine too.
Yes, okay. I thought it would be.
You know,
beats all comers.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight. There's one or two minor things. It just falls short of a perfect score for me in terms of 5 stars. 4.5 stars. Nothing.
Look, there is no perfect score for you.
No, there is.
What is there? Is there Jaws or fucking...
13 films have gotten. We'll get to that one.
All right, fine. Yeah. All right.
But The Dark Knight is definitely in the next echelon. It's in my top 30 films of all time. It is cinema excellence.
Well,
it's
I mean,
a masterpiece.
Exactly. Let me just bust through my
Please,
10.
Go for
it. I'll just say 10, Blade. 9, Man of Steel. 8, Logan. 7, The Avengers. 6, Iron Man. 5, Batman. 4, fucking Captain America, the Winter Soldier. 3, Avengers Infinity War. And 2, Watchmen, my number one, of course, being The Dark Knight. And you know why it's the best film of all time? Actually, I just watch this thing once a year. I'll tell you that. At least once a year. And every time I do, I get sucked right back into it. And I think it just remains
that's a good point.
Gripping, beautifully acted film, even after lots and lots of viewings. So, you know, I think most people, like the fact that this movie is considered by some people to be the best movie ever made, and it's actually a Batman film. For a child who liked Batman, who never thought that could happen, this is purely the shit, man.
Yeah, it is one of the best films
How good
ever
does
made.
It have to be?
And it almost, if you took the colorful costumes out, and you just stuck in a couple of actors who are playing those parts instead, and maybe not having a bloke who swung wearing a bat costume from the rafters, it could just be a straightforward crime thriller.
Absolutely. And also, they filmed heaps of shit in IMAX. Like, the whole bank robbery scene is an IMAX fucking camera, which has a maximum reel of like 2 minutes. So it's like fucking, and it made a difference, man. It felt like a big movie. It just, you saw
those
so
scenes,
much.
Those scenes when the chase happening with the truck and they flip the truck on its head.
Oh, man.
And Joker's standing there going, come to me, come on, come to
me. Yeah. And I didn't know why I liked that scene so much. It's because I saw so much of the city and on the screen. That's fucking nuts.
And obviously Heath Ledger steals the show. You know, tragic loss. Local boy made good. It's very, very sad.
I think it is very sad, but I think his portrayal is so good that it makes it almost hard to remember the Jack Nicholson one. Like, this Ledger's Joker is like lean, nameless criminal genius with like not that many theatrics, and there's no circus-themed death traps. It's just he has a fucking knife, and he's got a fucking bomb, and he's got an outdated camcorder. Shit like that. Makes him more terrifying.
No, he burns money and just kills people.
Yeah, he's truly insane. He just fuck everything.
It's all about the chaos. I don't want to kill you.
Yeah, coming up with that character, that guy's the shit. What a shame.
A real tragedy. And I understand that like it was him getting into the headspace led to him trying to stay awake and
really.
Yeah. Anyway. That is our list then. So here is the final results. Now, it's probably not a surprise, the overall result, but maybe the particulars will be surprising. So again, we've scored inversely. Wayne, your list was exceptionally close. So I'll give you mine first. DC scored 15 from my list. Marvel scored 40. So it's a huge gap to try and make up. Your list, DC scored 27. Marvel scored 28.
Jeez.
So you add those two scores together. It's 42 to DC and 68 to Marvel. We have crowned a winner. The Marvel films are better than the DC films overall.
How unfortunate. It's just, come on, DC. What the hell, man? How did you keep fucking up? Actually, I know how you kept fucking up. Christopher Nolan did that sweet, sweet shit with really, really dark shit. It made you a boatload of money because you had no competition. And then you said, well, that's now our company line. That is now our brand.
Well, we're starting with shit. Dark, yeah.
And then it's like, they forgot that the times change and you had no fucking cultural consultants or whatever. And they're like, no, people don't want that anymore.
And you think about the way Marvel did it. Marvel have built to the darkest film timeline.
Exactly. Iron Man was not even one of their major characters. Like, their big characters were Spider-Man, maybe Captain America, or possibly the X-Men.
Infinity War is darker than any. I mean, it's still bright and colorful and vibrant, and there's still cracking jokes.
Make me want to watch it.
But it ends on the darkest note. Absolutely. In any cinema superhero film ever.
And it's fucking, but again, like you said, it's still, you're happy to be there. Sometimes in the DC
and you want to go back. Oh my God, we have to find out what happened.
Do I ever? Yeah. I'm totally going back. So yeah. All right.
That's it. That's our list. DC versus Marvel. Marvel doth win. Did we get it wrong? What did we miss out? Let us know, and you can do so. First of all, at the countdown. podcast@gmail.com. Where else, Wayne?
Well, you could actually just search for us on Facebook or you Google the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
That's right. The link to our Facebook listening community is in the show notes and on Twitter at the Countdown PC. And you can check out our sweet, sweet new website.
Sweet.
Thanks to Cade at comicconpod.com/countdown.
Yeah.
Where all the episodes are there and you can play them as well. Wayne, let's hear what the listeners had to say then about this particular topic in more detail in a segment we call Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
Kicking off this week's Pop 10 then with Adam Thomas in the Facebook listener community. He gave top threes for Marvel and DC, but here were his combined. I'll give it from the bottom. Batman 89 at 6. Batman Superman movie World's Finest.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
Good.
4. Captain America the Winter Soldier. 3. Infinity War. 2. Guardians. And, of course, number 1. The Dark Knight.
Yep.
David Powell, who's a patron, good friend to the show, said exactly the same. Did exactly the same thing. His Marvels were Avengers, Captain America: Civil War, and Deadpool. His DC: Wonder Woman, Dark Knight, and Watchmen at number 1.
Yes.
There you go.
A proponent.
Nick Haskins. Well, we know whose vote he's going to this week because his number 1, Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Number 2, Batman 89, and number 3, The Dark Knight.
What's up? Wow.
Bob Ellis had Dark Knight 1, Winter Soldier 2. 3 Logan, 3A Avengers 1. Did like that. Thank you for that, Bob. Thank you, everybody, thus far. Brianna Petty had emphasis on favorite, not best. That's the way we're rolling
here.
Sure. 3 Deadpool, 2 Doctor Strange, first mention.
Man, I love Doctor Strange. That's one of my honorable mentions.
Yep, very nice. Yeah, good. And number 1, Guardians of the Galaxy, from Joey DiCarlo from the So Wizard podcast. 3 The Dark Knight, 2 Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and I knew this was coming, Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Boom.
At number 1.
Wow, nice.
Gerald Morris from Two Peas on a Podcast just did an episode very similar to this, which I listened to literally today. Very, very good. And here is what he had. So they did the top 5 superhero films, sort of just generally. And they had Dark Knight, Batman Returns, and Superman 2.
Oh, Richard Donner, yeah.
Yep. Logan, Spider-Man 2, and Iron Man were the other ones he wanted to also shout out.
Good one.
Joe Ketchum from Quote Unquote Guilty had Black Panther, Dark Knight, and Captain America Civil War.
Yep. That's it.
Over to Twitter, where we'll round out our list for this particular week. Wes, who's back with the Via VHS podcast, had DC Films, Dark Knight, Batman Begins, Batman 89, all mentioned, and so were all his Marvel films, Logan, Infinity War, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
The Pop Prison Power podcast had 3 Wonder Woman, 2 Captain America Winter Soldier, and number 1, a film neither of us mentioned, Black Panther.
Yes,
very good,
big.
Very important film. Now, Sam, from Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, I'm going to read this ad nauseum. Doing 10, because this is my jam, and I'm pissed I'm not on this ep. 10, Deadpool. 9, Batman Begins. 8, Iron Man. 7, X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Really?
6, 4, Ragnarok. Guardians at 5, the first one, of course. 4, Captain America, Winter Soldier. 3, Logan. 2, Infinity War.
Yeah.
So no Avengers at all for Sam. And number 1, again, The Dark Knight.
Wow.
Toffer from the Master Debaters podcast. It's too hard. I'll just have Batman 89 3 times.
There you go. Good one.
Julio from the Contrarians had 3 Captain America, Civil War, 2 Avengers, Infinity War, and 1 that neither of us had, which I thought you might. Spider-Man 2, baby. Still the best of them after all this time. That's why Spider-Man 3 hurt so much.
Yeah, I agree. Although, you know what? Fucking Homecoming was so good too. I don't think it quite got to the list, but great.
Last couple, Lily and Sue had Avengers, X-Men Days of Future Past, and The Dark Knight. Tasteless podcast, Emily from that show had Thor Ragnarok, also was on my honorable mentions.
Oh, I love that movie, it just didn't make it to the list, but absolutely.
2 Wonder Woman and number 1 Iron Man. And lastly, Sam's better half, Stacey Hurley from the Movie Reviews and 20 Qs podcast, had 3 Wonder Woman, 2 Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, and number 1 Iron Man.
Wow.
There we go. That's what you thought about our particular choices. Well, this particular topic this week, thanks to everybody for getting back to us with their choice. Sorry we can get through. We got a lot of feedback this week, which, yes, you would imagine from this kind of topic, which is hotly debated.
Yeah, man. This is a nice little geek out episode. I had a little fun with this.
Very, very much so. Now, look, speaking of geeking out, I am in the midst of a movie watching challenge.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel from the IMDb Journey podcast and I decided to have this sort of back and forth, see if we can watch 365 films this year. And we're
Hell, how are you going to do that?
I've watched about 30.
Paul's already ahead. I fucking know
I'm not ahead of everyone. I'm ahead of, I don't think even think I'm ahead of Daniel, but I'm up there. I'm holding my own. We've got a bunch of other
30.
People. Yeah.
So how the fuck did you watch 2 movies someday? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, some days I finish one and watch another couple.
So, like, okay, is it the kind of thing where you got a movie and it's on all your devices, so you go take a sort of 30-minute dump, and then you watch, like, half an hour, and then, like, on the way to work, or so, I don't know, is it like that? Are you breaking it up, or is it...
This might be too much information. But last night, I realized, hey, my Bluetooth makes it as far as the toilet.
Nice one. Nice
so for
one.
A film I've already seen, this is the part. This is the piss break. I don't have to press pause. I'm still listening. It's like,
you want to hear a fucking horrible secret of mine?
Uh-oh.
So check it out. You can see in my house, Paul, where my TV, my main TV is and where my bathroom is.
Oh,
if I just drop a deuce with the door open, I can still watch TV.
Thank you for trumping me.
Ah, damn.
That's great.
I'm not saying I do it, people. I'm just saying it could happen.
Sure. Anyway, the Facebook listening community has a thread. So if you have watched a lot of movies already and you want to get involved, there's 9 or 10 people who have signed up for this challenge. We're going to do a little prize at the end. We'll work something out between now and close to the end of the year. I'm not going to win, so someone is going to walk away with some prize that we'll pull out of our out of our kitty, out of the patron money.
Out of our asses. Yeah, yeah, kitty.
No, not out of our asses. That's wrong.
Well, you'll get a Paul's cock. I don't know where.
I don't know what to press on that one. Oh, yeah, hang on.
Ooh, oh, fuck off.
That's a bingo.
Fair enough.
That's looking forward to that. But next week is the big one. Episode 200.
200, son!
Is coming up for your listening pleasure. And we are, as a celebration of you, the listener, we have put together a list that is your favorite 20 films of all time. We've had a really great response from people in terms of getting back with their top 10 favorite films. We've weighted them. I put this big list together. Wayne hasn't seen it yet, but it is now locked and done.
And let me just say, Paul got to probably use a spreadsheet with this.
I did.
Which would have given him second huge rod, mate.
It did.
No, Paul's good at numbers and shit. He should enjoy this shit. This is going to be great. Because everyone, it's all your fucking, like, this is great.
I wonder if people will be surprised. I guess most people will be very...
I'm wildly like fucking like, what is the list going to be? I want to know what everyone thinks.
I'll say this now as the one spoiler for next week slash teaser for next week. 1 and 2 were, with 24 hours left in voting, locked.
No way.
With the same number of votes and the same number of people who'd voted for them.
What?
It was incredible. It was incredible.
Anomaly. Okay.
Yeah. So there was a winner in the end, but I had to sort of go and say, hey, you gang, here, vote please. And that was what determined it.
Man, that's what's going to happen, right? So it's going to be read out and then we're going to wax lyrical.
I'm just going to say a little bit about each film and you know, if you want to write something in, you want to send something in, you know, for us to respond to for the 20th episode, we'll do a bit of that stuff as well. So look, it's just a celebration of you, the listeners, because we wouldn't be here without you. 200 episodes in, that's the best part of 200 weeks. We missed 1 week way back, like episode 15, about 185 weeks in a row or something we've done now.
Wow.
And yeah.
Holy shit.
We're only a couple months away from our 4-year anniversary, therefore, as
have
well.
Have we been doing this?
We have. We have indeed.
Shit.
Not bad for a couple of blokes that we thought we might get to 15 episodes, maybe 20.
Yeah, I was a whole different guy when we started.
It's probably fair to say.
Yeah, okay.
Like 10% of our lives have been spent doing this shit.
Fucking hell. Okay.
And on that very morbid note, it's been an absolute pleasure. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne. Thank you very much for joining us this week, folks. I suppose Paul wants to do some bullshit with the soundboard. Go ahead, asshole.
I do indeed.
I'll explain, and I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep because that fucking shit was so long.
And there may be a little surprise for you next week in terms of the soundboard, but more on that for
what?
Episode 200.
Oh, fuck. All right, folks, thanks for joining us again. I'll talk to you again, or we'll talk to you real soon.
We absolutely will. Cheers. Oh, and don't forget to check out Glass. It's a feature review for this particular week, dropping on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers.
Take care.